Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Britney Spears was busted for driving without a license and insurance. Uh-oh. Bad girl, what you gonna do when they come for you? Britney Spears was apparently driving 61 miles per hour in a 40 miles per hour zone, which, by the way, you can be arrested for reckless driving for 20 miles over the speed limit. But she was only ticketed for driving without a license and proof of insurance. She got a warning and a speeding ticket of about $1,200. Her attorney came out and said, actually, she had her license and insurance. And then a second source came out and said the same thing. And I'm like, okay, well, why did the cops say differently? But alas.
Did you see the lingerie dance the other day from Britney?
There's been many.
Oh, little thing. Come on.
They're all the same at this point.
The bandage on her finger that had people wondering if she cut herself with those knives she was playing with.
Good God.
Yeah. This is really interesting because she's only been allowed to drive herself since late 2021, so she might want to take a rules of the road test before, getting back on the road again. Okay, this is pretty new news. I just saw this on people.com. Jada Pinkett Smith is adding more context to the Oscars night where Will Smith slapped Chris Rock across the face. So she revealed that she and Will have been living pretty much completely separate lives since 2016. In her new book, she says, I had my own premonition right before the incident on the Oscar stage. It flashed through my mind as Chris Rock's face came across the screen as one of the presenters that night. In fact, my stomach clenched. He had been known to take swipes at me and from the Oscar stage, no less. When Chris came out to present an award, made some jokes, and got lots of laughs, like comics do, he decided to milk his time on stage and saw my bald head and ad-libbed, Jada, love you, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. Just like I thought, he wasn't able to help himself. It's not until Will yells from his seat and back up at Chris to keep my wife's name out your effing mouth, and then repeats it, and that I perceive the gravity of the situation, and that no, it had not been a skit. Even so, I'm unclear on the reason why Will is so upset, because we had been living separate lives and were there as a family, not as husband and wife. But when I hear Will yell, wife, in the chaos of the moment, an internal shift of OS, I am his wife, happens instantly.
Do we know any of this up until?
No. Not at all.
They haven't lived with each other since 2016?
She's just revealing this in her new book, Worthy.
She's got this red table talk thing every week and they never said?
Never that. Once.
But she said they were living separate lives. That doesn't mean they weren't still living together in the same house.
I think that's what she said.
I've seen headlines that say she has been, they've been separated for 7 years.
7 years.
Did Will know that?
apparently not.
Somebody might want to inform him.
He and Chris Rock, neither one of them knew that.
They might have just wanted to keep it a secret because maybe they were hoping they could work it out. Mm-hmm. I had heard they were having an open relationship last time I'd heard, so
That's been rumored for so long.
She was on the show a long time ago, and I asked her about that, and she was kind of vague about it. She didn't say yes, didn't say no. Yeah, super vague about it.
Yeah, maybe they just want to keep up appearances.
She said that he's a grown-ass man, he can do whatever he wants, and I'm a grown woman, and I can do whatever I want.
Oh, okay. It seems like every time she says anything at all, it just makes Will look worse and worse every single time.
So she has a new book coming out, and that's why she's making the rounds and talking about this?
Yes, it's called Worthy. So if you want to read all, it'll be out pretty soon. Celebrity chef Michael Chiarello, he died of an allergic reaction. This is so crazy. So he's been on shows like Top Chef, Next Iron Chef, and he passed suddenly over the weekend because of an acute allergic reaction that led to anaphylactic shock. Damn. While he was getting treated, that's when he died. And a representative is telling People magazine that they don't know what caused the allergic reaction. Obviously, you're a chef, you're testing things all the time. Could have been anything, but they might never know what caused this reaction.
Yeah, I gasped when I saw that because I love watching cooking shows. Like, I'm a huge fan of Top Chef, and I've seen him, like, Top Chef Masters, and he is, like, a premier chef. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's had his own cooking shows on cooking channels, and to see, because he was young. I mean, he was in his 60s, correct?
61.
So, I mean, super young, and that was just, that was shocking for the culinary world and for celebrity chefs.
Man, it's wild how you can develop an allergy later in life, too, because mm-hmm. I have a family member who was out to dinner and, like, had shrimp or some kind of shellfish, randomly went into, had an allergic reaction, and now she has to walk around with an EpiPen. Didn't find out until she was like 30.
That happened to my mom too.
Yeah.
I think she's in her 60s and all of a sudden allergic to shellfish. We lived in Louisiana, ate it all her whole life, no problem. And
absolutely
then one day
insane.
Just, nope.
Yeah, sometimes if you eat the same thing every day also, that your body will start to reject it.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Your body's like, I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
It seems like it should be the opposite. You know, like your body's used to it.
No, it'll get an allergic reaction after a while. Yeah.
So if I keep eating ice cream at some point in my time, my body will be like, okay, that's enough. You don't have to eat that anymore.
That'll be the least of your concerns, but yes.
That's why I don't want to be around my husband. Got it. Just kidding.
For more stories, head to thebertshow.com. Clicky buzz.
The Burt Show.